Not sure what to do with your weekend? Slug Mag's digital daily calendar has you covered. Check out our Slug event picks on slugmag.com.
Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. I'm Chaz Pitts, and I'm the musician behind Picnics at Soap Rock. I'm the primary songwriter, and I do all the production and all the art and pretty much anything that is under the Picnics at Soap Rock name is all my doing. We're a noisy kind of shoegaze indie rock band. It was just a loud guitar, loud drum duo, but it's since become just my soul music project, and I'm helming everything at the moment while I'm trying to put together a full lineup. Well, I feel like it's always hard to tell other people what you think your band sounds like if you're not specifically one genre. But to me, I guess when it comes to the influences that I hear coming out of my music, a lot of them, it's kind of the shoegaze bands that I'm listening to right now. That's kind of where I feel like the influence I'm pulling from them is what's coming out in the music for me. The first band I was a part of was called Mini Golf, and that started back in 2016. It was just an acoustic guitar duo. I was listening to a lot of kind of pop punky emo bands at the time, like Modern Baseball, and the Front Bottoms were a big one that I was super into. And me and my friend just kind of shamelessly decided to rip them off, and we also barely knew the guitar, so it was the simpler the songs could be, the easier it was for us to write them. We started playing shows in the summer of 2017. That was my first time playing like an actual venue and playing on a bill with other bands. And we did that for the whole summer and fall of 2017 and got to play with a lot of our favorite bands at the time. And then kind of as the months progressed, both of our music tastes just kind of took this big 180 turn, and even the music we were listening to was the farthest thing from the music we were playing. And then it was like the music that we were listening to just became the only thing I was listening to, and my own music kind of started to sound bad in my ears, and playing shows became just kind of a little less fun because I just wasn't really into what was going on with the bands. It was hard to get excited about like writing new songs when I was like trying to stick to the old blueprint of a Mini Golf song. Mini Golf was, it felt really young and youthful and kind of ramshackly acoustic, but that's kind of what that was in my life. Mini Golf started when I was 18 and kind of it ended when I was 20, and that was the music of that time was kind of summed up in those years. And then I didn't want Mini Golf to be the sound of the rest of my 20s.
Barking at this dark spot on the wall.
So we were able to book our first show via a Reddit post. We got invited to play with a band called Perspective, A Lovely Hand to Hold, at the Underground, which was, Kilby Court and the Loading Dock and the Shred Shed were the only kind of small venues I'd heard of, and the Underground was kind of, it was more DIY than I had ever kind of been introduced to. And it was pretty intimidating at first, but because it, to me, it seemed already really well established. Like, it seemed like there was just like 7 or 8 bands that seemed to run the scene that revolved around the Underground. Bands like Emma Park, and at the time there was a band called Doris Day, yeah, it just seemed like we were kind of the new kids on the block in an already established scene. My first thought was, great, this is going to be the only show we ever play. And then from that point on, it was just, we played a show, and then at the show, we'd get asked to play another show. And then quickly, we became kind of some of the revolving faces of the scene, and were instantly welcomed. And a lot of these people in these bands, like there's a band called Savage Daughters, and there's this really good band called Breakfast in Silence, who, to me, they're like some of my, they're really some of my favorite bands, and they are local, and they're my friends. So I was able to kind of join this whole new group of friends and this whole new underground music scene world that I only really got to hear about, or kind of had this made up idea of what that was like in my head. But yeah, the underground scene and the bands that play there and the people that help run those venues are pretty important to me, and kind of what I feel like anything Picnics is able to do is through the support of the people I've met through that avenue of the underground. We were lucky enough to get to play with our favorite band, Strange Ranger. That was another thing where I'm not sure, I still don't know how that fell together really, but we got to play with our favorite band. Usually the touring bands that we're excited to play with are the ones that never sit in the venue. They always are smoking outside or show up like 5 minutes before they're supposed to play. But of course, the band that we were probably the most nervous to have watch us, they all were in there, eyes on us. There was probably only like three other people there, so we were kind of hard to ignore. And I don't know if it was just the pressure of performing in front of a band that I was like in love with at the time, but me and Ethan both after that show just felt so embarrassed, and like we totally could just hear our music not translating. And we were kind of becoming different people. Like, people would meet us and then we'd play a show, and like I think our music wasn't even representative of kind of the people we were in. And when we drove home from that show, we were listening to the radio, and then I just turned it down, and I told Ethan that mini golf just isn't the project for us anymore, and he totally agreed. And neither of us wanted to stop doing music. If anything, it was like, let's really start doing music. Like, let's do some music that we're excited about. I feel like we fit better in the scene now with our new sound, and I'm just happier to be a part of Picnics than I ever was to do mini golf stuff. As excited as I was about the opportunities mini golf was getting, I was more just excited to, okay, how do I stay a part of the scene? How do I play cool shows? How do I become friends with these bands and continue being a part of the music scene, but with something I'm proud of? And so that was kind of energizing in a way that we were able to kind of disappear for a little bit and mini golf. We played an acoustic farewell show at our house, and you know, really tender kind of ended things. And then it really was just like 3 months of holing up and trying to come up with something the complete opposite. Interesting as like a G, C, E, A strummed guitar song is, like a really low rattly noise with like a really high pitched kind of warbly scream going on. That's just more interesting to listen to kind of in general. Whether you like it or not, it's more interesting. That's kind of I'm just trying to make more interesting music, I guess. I had like certain adjectives that I was always coming back to. I always knew I wanted it to be louder than mini golf. I wanted it to be kind of more blown out. And Garden Tempo, that the name of that EP was just kind of, that was the first, the name existed before the EP existed. And that was just kind of to me, it just those two words together, guard and tempo. I don't know. It gave me some kind of feeling that, like, I couldn't really put into words what it kind of made me feel, but I used those two words and kind of that intangible energy I was feeling and those words like loud and blown out and just kind of put it all together. And then it took about 3 months to write that EP as a whole. I still feel like it came out pretty cohesive, but it does just seem like that was finally my first just experimental release. All my favorite songs and my favorite bands, they have this weird air about them that there's more going on than just the songs that they're playing. They kind of have an aesthetic going on that, or a cohesiveness between their album artworks. And there's kind of a thing that's as important as the songwriting is, there's kind of more of a feeling about the band than just a description. And that's really what I wanted Picnics to have. I wanted just the name, even Picnics at Soap Rock. I wanted that to be, that already invokes a certain feeling in someone when I tell them the name of my band. And then along with that feeling comes an assumption of what we sound like. And then, you know, you'd read through our track list and the names of the songs give you a specific feeling as well. And I think I just wanted to try and craft little feelings in the songs, even if it wasn't explicitly a lyric that I wrote, like if it was just the way that a lyric faded out into a wall of noise, like that has a feeling in its own that, you know, kind of I'm probably seeing mental images in my head when I'm playing certain parts of songs that I can't really put into words what I'm seeing, but I'm feeling it. And that was something with Picnics. I really wanted to just explore creating like feelings rather than really focus on just telling stories through the lyrics and following certain songwriting structures. Takes us for a spin, smoke and fog from the crowd comes pumping in down the staircase to the basement. If God The album artwork for Garden Tempo, it's a photo booth picture of me and Ethan from a trip we took out of state, and the lettering is all kind of warped and there's kind of some dust flakes over the image, and to me that was kind of connecting it to the way the EP sounded. And that was another thing where I think the album artwork was finished before the EP was finished, but I was able to kind of bring the songs back to the album artwork or the name of the album, or I even think I kind of had like song names in mind before the full song was written. And I don't know, I think I just love creating like a crafted piece of thing that's very cohesive, but each song is its own thing, but it all kind of comes back to a central aesthetic theme. So our second EP, A Poltergeist, was in essence a Halloween release because we're both really into Halloween. I knew we wanted to do something. At first it was just we were going to do a song, and the year before we had released a song called On Halloween in October, and we just wanted to do something that had to do with Halloween, but not in like a specifically Halloween way. I kind of wanted to, again, tie in the certain adjectives involved with fall time and Halloween. And to me, one that kind of came to mind was I wanted it to sound creaky, like old, like an old house kind of swaying back and forth. And so I kind of thought, well, if I'm going to bring that to life, I probably will have to make this acoustic based, because to me, I wasn't sure how I was going to translate creakiness into, you know, a blown out electric guitar. And I did have the thought of, okay, well, I don't want to just end up writing another mini golf EP because I'm writing all these songs on the acoustic guitar. So it became a process where I was like, okay, I'll write the skeleton of the song on the acoustic, and then via the production and the kind of effects that I was using, I wanted to break them into picnic songs. So make them just sound just fuzzy enough and just lo-fi enough. I added a ton of movie samples, like from famous horror movies, and I definitely just wanted to give it that sheen of Picnics at Soap Rock, which to me was all the effects, and it was all the times that it gets a little too loud or the vocals are a little too quiet, and I was able to kind of not just associate the acoustic guitar with mini golf anymore, and I kind of see it as more of an instrument you can use to add into other songs that just kind of, yeah, I just have to be more creative with it. The album that I'm working on so right now is going to be the first Picnics at Soap Rock full length, and its working title, which I imagine is going to stay its title, is called Stood Up Too Fast. That phrase makes me, as I associate certain feelings with standing up too fast and certain events and kind of little stories. I want it out by probably late spring, so I'm guessing April or May there's going to be a new album. The song you're about to hear is a song called Waste. It was the first song I wrote for under the name Picnics at Soap Rock. To me, it's kind of everything I wanted to do musically. I was able to kind of accomplish it with this song, and it's just a banger. I get to riff hard on it and yell a little bit and strum really fast and make a lot of noise, and I think this song kind of marks the new chapter of my musical career as far as the kind of songs I want to be writing. And I think it's one of my best, and to this day it's still my favorite song I've ever written. We'll be right back. So my next scheduled show is going to be at this venue called the Rad Shack in Provo with the bands Origami Angel and Stars Hollow, who are like some booming emo bands. Even though Picnics isn't an emo band, I'll never turn down an invite to play with an emo band. But yeah, that's the next show. That's the next scheduled show. I think it's June 7th. So be there if you're interested. And then you can find us on Instagram and Twitter. Our handle is @SoaprockPicnics. And we have a Facebook, but I'm planning on deleting that. So, you know, fuck it. If you liked this episode, please take 60 seconds to go rate and review Soundwaves on iTunes.
Not sure what to do with your weekend? Slug Mag's digital daily calendar has you covered. Check out our Slug event picks on slugmag.com.